It's time to talk Rockport Blue Jay football. The number one team, Missouri eight-man football, picked up their ninth win of the season last week. Coach Dalton Jones joined us. 36-14, Coach. Mound City came in 6-2. They had intentions to play as hard as they could and hopefully knock you guys off. They played hard. They didn't get the job done for a win, but they gave your team some, I think, probably needed competition.
Yeah, no, they did. Coach Sanford did a really good job. His whole staff, you know, got their boys ready to go. They have some good kids down there and the kids that were fighting really hard and trying really hard. So they gave us some fits. They did a good job of you know, giving us a test. We were up 30-0 at halftime. We had figured some stuff out. It took us a little bit to kind of figure mm-hmm. out what they were doing, made some adjustments on the fly. We were able to pick it up. So I was pleased with how our first half went, and our second half was fine. I mean, we scored once. They just controlled the clock the entire second half.
Right.
We just made, some mistakes, you know, just some mental errors and just a few fundamental things that just kind of, you could just, you know, it was one of those situations that it was just kind of a wake up call for us. You know, we know we need to do things differently. We know we need to stay engaged and maybe our guys relaxed just a little bit too much. And then that kind of opened the door for them to get a couple scores on us. So, you know, overall it was good that we won. It was good we took care of business. But, well, I mean, we weren't satisfied. Our guys weren't satisfied with how we finished that game. So we know we need to finish better. We know we need to do things a little differently. We've made some adjustments. We've worked on it. We've talked about it. And our guys were completely understanding and, you know, they were excited about going into this bye week and excited about getting better because that was a good thing for us to experience, especially late in the season.
Mm-hmm. And I would expect you're going to see more teams as we get farther into the playoffs here, better competition, and Mountain City had the perfect game plan, and that's play keep away from Rockport's offense. Well, they had the ball, I think, like the first 9 minutes of the third quarter, so you guys couldn't do much with it. When you can't get the ball back, the kind of an unfortunate bounce on a kickoff for you guys gave them the ball right back after they scored, but as we said, your kids played well overall. When you get up to 30-0, it's maybe hard to keep those kids from taking a little deep breath.
Yeah, I think it was. I think that's just it. Is we, you know, we saw the score at halftime, and we went in, made a few adjustments to a few things they did, but we talked to our guys and said, hey, you know, what we're doing is fine. We're right where we want to be. We're up 30-0. We're fine. It's not, you know, this isn't like, well, you know, the sky is falling.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe perhaps, yeah, we just kind of took a deep breath and realized, okay, because sort of the nature of what was about to happen, you know, we were going to be 9-0, we were going to win the conference outright, and we did. And that's not us being overly confident. It was just, you know, the nature of the situation. And maybe that is what happened. You know, that's what we've all kind of searched and asked each other was maybe we did just take our foot off the gas pedal too much. And so, we had guys coming off the field going, yeah, you know, this shouldn't be happening. We're not playing well. We're not doing things right. So it was good to see as a coach to have guys recognize like, hey, we're at fault here. We're not doing things right. Good on them. They did a great, they executed a really good game plan. They did a good job. You know, we just felt like, okay, we need to be better. And it was just good for us to experience that, see that. It's always easier to feel that way after a win than it is a loss. So we were comfortable with where we're at, and we just went into this week going, okay, here's where we need to get better if we want to make a run at this, if we want to do this, we want to do keep our season going a little longer, we're going to have to fix a few things. And so it was good for us to see that, good for us to experience that. We know some teams are going to try to do that moving forward. So it's just on us now to get better and, you know, just try to go 1-0. It's not about 9-0 or conference titles, it's just being 1-0, because everybody at this point is, you know, 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to survive now at this point.
Now, all conference selections came out this week for the 275 conference, dominated, you can say, by the Rockport Blue Jays. 4 first-teamers on offense, 5 on defense, 1 on special teams, and 3 more second-team players. I mean, obviously, some of them are the same. Jack Minercourt named on offense, defense, and special teams, but that's when you win 9 games in the conference, you're going to have a lot of honors, and your kids certainly deserve it and certainly got them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was super, super happy and super proud of those guys. You know, Ryder Heron, Gabe Gephardt, they were selected on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. And those guys were the heart and soul of our offense and defensive line. You know, they just are, you know, Brock was unanimous running back, and he got quite a, you know, obviously he was a big focus on our offense, and he's running really hard and getting a ton of yards in games. But a lot of the reason, and he'll, you know, he even admits this, is a lot of those reasons are, yeah, okay, he can do this, or he brings this to the table. But he had a good offensive line, and Quentin Jackson was second team offensive line, and he did he's done an unbelievable job there too. Jack on the outside as a receiver, you know, he catches passes in big situations mm-hmm. for us. He's a, you know, huge asset. But then we go to the defensive side of the ball. That's really where we've made our money. You know, Gabe and Ryder getting all conference first team, Quentin getting first team. You know, those guys maybe don't have a ton of stats that show what their ability is, but if you watch the games, I mean, those guys they're kind of unique, I would say, because they can do so many dominating things out on the field. And then we just got a good core linebackers, a good core D-backs. It's, you know, it's a great honor for those kids to get those things, because it shows, you know, their work ethic, what they're dedicated to do. And I think it just says something a lot about our leadership out of those guys, and what they've been able to accomplish over the 4 years, 3 years, or however long they've been playing for us. Mm-hmm. So, huge hats off to them. I mean, they are a true blessing to coach. And there's other guys that weren't mentioned that play a huge role on our team, but those guys, they really had a great season, and I'm just so proud of them. And I can't express that enough on a phone call or an interview or, mm-hmm. you know, I marvel at watching those guys play football. It's just it's an amazing thing to see.
You know, postseason honors, you can't go by numbers, especially like you're having this year. You have I don't know how many games have ended at halftime. Your kids get to play a half a game. They're so dominant. You don't want to let them play the whole game, because then you feel other teams go, well, they're running up the score. Well, not really. I mean, you put in other kids, so your kids don't get numbers, which was really impressive that Brock is leading the 8-man division in rushing, because he hasn't played very many entire games this year.
No, we haven't, and that just shows you, you know, how, you know, how good he actually can be, and he is, and you know, how hard of a runner he is. He's grown up so much in the course of this year and last year,
mm-hmm.
and just his abilities out there. Like I said, I sit back and, like, we talk about coaching, and we make all these game plans up. There's really not. I'm not doing it. I can't. There's certain things that I can't coach, and some of those boys of what they've done this year, what they've done over their careers, I'm not taking any credit for. That's them. That's their work. That's their effort. That's what they've wanted. And Brock, Gabe, Ryder, QJ, Jack, those guys that were mentioned, and the guys that weren't mentioned, these guys are just fun to coach. They have done an amazing job, and I'm as serious as I can be. I am their biggest fan. Mm-hmm. When I sit and I watch them do things, I mean, it doesn't matter what I call or what Coach Heron or our defensive coordinator calls, they're just doing stuff. And we just sit back and just can't believe some of the things that they're able to do. So I'm trying not to even get choked up now talking about them, because they are super special. And I'm just so thankful that I get a chance to watch them and get a chance to coach them.
Mm-hmm. Coach, this week you got a week off. And as I told you last week, or week four, sir, a lot of football teams, the players don't necessarily want a week off. Coaches always say, yeah, it's a good time for a bye week. We'll take, let everybody get healed up. But here it is, a bye week. I mean, it's not like you're not practicing or giving them the whole week off with nothing to do. But still, no game tonight will give them a chance to rest up a little bit and give you guys and the coaching staff a chance to look around the state a little bit and see what's coming up here in the next few weeks if you keep winning.
Yeah. No, bye weeks, you know, you – every coach has an opinion about a bye week. Some are good. You know, some years they're better than others. And I just think our approach to it is like, it's just an honor. You know, you earn this right to be able to take a week off. You know, it provides us with time, I think, more than anything. It provides us with time to go back and evaluate the things we did correctly over the season, but also the things that we haven't done correctly all season and things that we still need to clean up. And it gives us time to evaluate the players, but the plays, you know, our execution, all of those things. And so we've really tried to spin that with our players, and our players understand it, and they love the fact that they've earned this bye week. But, you know, one of the things I'm most proud of with our guys is it's not really us saying it, it's them saying it. They're the ones saying, hey, here's what we got to get better at. We're going to try really hard during these practices to get better at those things, and we're going to focus on what we need to focus on. Whoever we play, we'll find out, of course, tonight who we're going to play, you know, and we'll have a game plan ready to go. But right now it's just going back to the basics, back to the fundamentals. And, our guys really owned up to that, and they were excited about the opportunity to do that. So, you know, the job's not done just because we got to this point. There's still plenty to get better at, still plenty of things we need to do. So our guys have responded well to it, and I really like our attitudes about it. So we got some work to do. We got a job we got to finish here. So.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time, a lot of time here with a visit with us today. Good luck. Enjoy your air quotes week off, your Friday night off. I know it won't be a night off, but enjoy what you can, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
That's our Rockport Coaches Show for this week.